97.5, The Fanatic.
As promised on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast, my man from the Philadelphia Inquirer, he is Marcus Hayes. How are you, Marcus?
I haven't been called Beyond Fast in years.
Hey, I've seen you play softball, man. You got some wheels. Let's talk some Sixers first. I want to talk Flyers. We'll get to the positive part of the show. But 76ers shot very well today. They're without their big man. I didn't expect them to win. I've been hammering Joel Embiid a little bit. You know, the last 2 weeks, he scores for a 49-point game, a 17-point game against Giannis. He gets fined $25,000. He's on social media. And then, of course, he throws in an injury. You don't know what you're getting out of the big man from night to night. I don't see this team winning anything with Joel Embiid. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, we've had this conversation, I think, before, that he needs to be fitter, stronger, healthier in order for him to play the way he needs to play. And, you know, sort of hold up through, you know, several seasons, because that's what you're talking about. You're talking about him spending his career here. So, yeah, you know, maybe this is the tipping point. We've had this conversation as well. Maybe this is the tipping point. I don't know if you saw the contact that sprained his shoulder, but it wasn't that remarkable.
No.
You know? And it's the kind of thing that happens when you're a guy that skips weightlifting sessions.
Does he skip weightlifting sessions?
Well, I guess skipping them would imply that he ever went.
Outstanding stuff. Yeah, you're right about that. You have to have gone to skip them. But, right. To me, he's got to act more professional. Shake Milton had a great game today. He's certainly making a name for himself without Ben Simmons. Do you think he deserves more time when Simmons comes back and maybe some time at the point position and put Ben outside somewhere?
Well, it sort of depends on how the league adjusts to him. You know, I mean, does he suddenly become the guy that gets blanketed the way JJ got blanketed? I mean, I know we're, you know, casting a long line there, but is he the guy that gets that they try to lock up because there's really nobody else they need to lock up in the backcourt because Ben still won't shoot? It depends on how he develops that way. But like a true point guard, which he is and which he was in college, he lets the game come to him. You know, he doesn't take what isn't there. And there's a real value, and the Sixers benefited from this the last couple of seasons. There's a huge value in subtracting the best perimeter defender, best perimeter guard defender from the equation from the rest of the team. So when JJ was on the court and doing his JJ stuff, you know, moving without the ball, you know, running through multiple levels of screens or just setting up in the corner, he occupied someone. He was like a speed receiver, you know, so they had to use their lockdown corner on him. I know you like everything in football parlance, so give me that bone. But that's what he could become. I know, and I know it's a long way out, but J.J. Redick never made 13 threes in a row. So it's an enticing thing. I remember at the beginning of the season, it might have still been in training camp, where Shake Milton and Zaire Smith were doing work on the second court at the Sixers practice facility, and the subject of Shake Milton came up, and the subject of backup point guard came up. And this is when they, you know, they didn't really know who was going to do what. And Brett Brown said, you know, I would love to see that guy step into that role. I would love to, and he was looking at Shake Milton, who was, you know, executing some sort of move on the left side of the court and making a left-handed layup. And Shake Milton looks like, you know, like the guy at the park. Like, he's not one of these guys with the perfect physique who's going to jump out of the gym. He looks like the guy at the park who, like, just got off his, you know, his shift work shift and put his shoes on in the car, and he showed up for, like, an evening run before he goes home for dinner. But, you know, sometimes those guys are the best players, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he's a true basketball player. I mean, I like both him and Furkan Korkmaz. I like them both on this team. I like them both to develop. They're basketball players. You know, that's something you haven't had here in a long time. Joel Embiid is not a basketball player. He's a guy learning how to play basketball. Ben Simmons isn't a basketball player at the position he's playing at point guard. He's a guy learning how to play point guard. And I don't know that you can teach that necessarily. But these two guys, you know, Furkan Korkmaz is an offensive weapon. He's a shooter, and that's his instinct, and that's his DNA. And Shake Milton looks to be, you know, at some level, a real point guard, and that's who he is. That's kind of his DNA.
What do the Sixers have to do for Brett Brown to retain his job?
They have to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's it? Just the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, that should be enough. I mean, it's a progression from last year with a team that's clearly inferior to the teams they've had the last two seasons. I mean, I wrote a column for tomorrow talking about the addition of Al Horford, which has been not only a disappointment on the court, he's been a disappointment off the court. You know, his comments before on December 30th, you know, it's up to Brett Brown to use me properly and give me chances. That's mutiny. That's treason.
Sure.
You know?
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Brett Brown was part of the brain trust that got him a $97 million contract. He wasn't going to get anybody anywhere else for 4 years at the age of 33. So that's betrayal. And Al Horford was shooting 42% at the time. So it's not as though Brett Brown was putting him in situations where he was double teamed by, you know, two post players. Al Horford was just having a bad year. And is having a bad year. Al Horford started tonight, could only play 29 minutes because he got in early foul trouble, wound up fouling out with 12 points, and they lost by 6. They scored 130 points at L.A., mm-hmm. and your center gave you almost nothing. And Glenn Robinson III, the other guy who's, you know, I need to know my role, the guy that they brought here to kind of be, you know, the glue, to be a glue guy, 2 points tonight. He's averaged 4.3 points since the All-Star break. And coming out of the All-Star break, they met with every single guy and they said, this is going to be your role. 4 days later, Glenn Robinson III says, I don't know my role. How am I going to get paid? So that to me is a pretty big issue, and not an issue that Brett Brown or Elton Brand foresaw being an issue with two guys who were veterans who should be delighted that they got either the money or the opportunity to play on a team that, you know, is supposed to be a good playoff team. So, you know, in order for Brett Brown to retain his job, he's going to have to go farther than he went with less than what he had.
Marcus Hayes on the Comcast Business Hotline. All right, let's switch gears here, my friend. Let's talk a little bit about Le Flyer because they're hot. They're one of the top six teams in the league. It's a much different team than last year. They obviously have more experience. The young guys, they're deeper, the addition of Kevin Hayes and guys like that. But they also changed coaches, and this guy has pedigree. Hasn't won a cup, but took two teams to the finals. What's the biggest difference that the coaching change has made this year from Elaine Vigneault going back to Dave Hakstol, do you think?
You know, you're not going to want to hear this because it doesn't get into the metaphysics of coaching. But the biggest change is they're in better shape. Elaine Vigneault believes in sort of microburst training.
Okay.
I think I wrote about this right around the turn of the year, maybe about 6 weeks ago, maybe 7 weeks ago. They have a huge advantage in third period efficiency, third period scoring. Excuse me. And they had won three or four games in the last two or three weeks when I talked to him about this. And I'm kind of a, you know, for a guy who is so anti-Hinkie and anti-process and anti-analytics as it pertained to baseball, I was a very early adopter to analytics. I believe in sports science and analytics to some degree as a tool. I said that to say, so does Elaine Vigneault, who believes that the kind of training that works best is, especially with, you know, the millennial generation, is, okay, you tell them, this is what we're going to do today. and you just put the pedal to the metal for 50 minutes or an hour. But you don't keep them out there too long. You don't let them rest during water breaks. You just keep them going, and then you get them off. Because, you know, the attention span this, and, you know, GPS tracking that, and all these sorts of technical things. But they're a more efficient team as the game progresses than their opposition is. And he's not the only one who believes in that, but it happens to mesh nicely with the players that he has. For example, I would say Jake Voracek is probably in the best shape of his career. Jake Voracek hates being bored. He hates working out. He just hates it. He's just one of those guys. He doesn't want to do it. But if you engage him, he will produce for you. If there's no downtime, if you can keep him moving, that's the best kind of workout for him. And that's not true for everybody. You and I have been to the gym with the guys with the, they bring in the gallon of spring water.
Of course.
And the chalk. And all the braces and the wraps and the, all that sort of stuff. And God bless them. That's their thing. You know, I play golf. There's, you know, I waste my time and money in a different way. But, the difference between, the biggest difference between he and Hackstall is that this group of players is fitter later in the game, and that's been a huge difference for them. And the other part of it is Matt Niskanen. I mean, it just makes such a huge difference when Ivan Provorov doesn't have to be the be-all and end-all.
Mm-hmm.
They put too much on his plate, they put too much on Sean Couturier's plate, and they put way too much on Claude Giroux's plate. And the load is more evenly distributed with Niskanen and Kevin Hayes, as you mentioned earlier, and the load for leadership, the load for being a spokesperson, the load for shouldering blame, the load for calling guys out has all been distributed better than it was in the past two or three seasons. And the team's a little bit better. I mean, the goalie's unbelievable at home. You know, Carter Hart's unbelievable at home.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing that Alain Vigneault instituted was, yes, you know, the sort of metaphysical accountability, and I need more from my veterans, but also I'm going to get these guys in the kind of shape that I think suits this team best.
Interesting stuff. All right, before I let you go, bro, we talked before, and you talked about, you know, I always complained that people wanted to, you know, run Claude Giroux out of here, and you talked about him being maybe the best athlete in town for the last 10 years. How would he grade out, do you think, this year as the captain?
I think it's probably been his best job as captain. And one of the things, well, my kid won some award. My middle kid won an award at school for being like a good kid to have in the classroom, right? It was like and other kids won this award too. But one of the things that resonated when she won this award was she can be in a group and be a really good leader, but she could also be a really good follower. That's an absolute, That is the sterling compliment of great leaders. So Niskanen comes in, Hayes comes in, Couturier is a year older, Provorov's a year older, Konechny's a year older. I believe the best part of Claude Giroux's captaincy this season has been allowing the other people in the room to grow their voices, welcoming the new guys and telling them, I need you to help me. That's true leadership. And so I would give him an A++ in his captaincy role this season compared to other seasons when, you know, there wasn't a Niskanen, there wasn't a Hayes. You know, Couturier was, you know, sort of wondering who he was.
Right.
He's the best player on a team right now.
Yes, he is.
He might be the best player they've had soup to nuts since, you know, when Richards was really, really good.
Right.
When Richards was a star. So, yeah, I mean, Claude Giroux's, the genius of Claude Giroux's leadership this year has been sort of shepherding instead of leading, if you know what I'm saying.
I do. Marcus, I appreciate it, man. Great stuff as usual. Thanks for coming on. You can catch Marcus at Inkstained Wretch. Is that it? At Inkstained Wretch?
Yep, Inkstained Wretch with no W because there's no W's in my life.
My man, great stuff, pal. Appreciate you coming on. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Marcus. He always has some good stuff to say, and he knows what he's talking about, and, you know, I'll throw him some curveballs, and he always has some interesting things to say, gives Claude Giroux an A++. I would do the same thing. Couple open phone lines right now. If you want to talk Sixers or Flyers, whatever you want to talk about, It's all on the table tonight. I'm Joe Stasiak. I'm here till 11 o'clock tonight. Check around.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.